little precap of what you're going to be listening to today on Life with a Girlfriends. You're going to be listening to a little bit of a story about information about dental tourism and how Storm and Norman might be actually taking a trip to Mexico, south of the border. We're also going to be talking about the difference between a comedian and a humorist and how Mom Christine needs help. She can't decide what she should focus on. And finally, we're going to talk about Sweden or Switzerland and how they're giving up boiling their lobsters and all the problems that's causing. So enjoy the show. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine Marie and Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, Christine Marie.
And are we still calling it the LWTG community?
That's
the
what you
Life
do
with
it.
The Girlfriends
yes.
community?
You
Yay.
Call it that because you are able to remember our
alphabets.
Yes. And that I'm going to blame the Lyme disease, but since then, I have a hard time thinking of more than one thing at a time. And so that's just too much, too taxing.
I know.
Too taxing.
Yesterday, you were saying, Mama, how do I spell Manitowoc? And I said, well, you know, M-A, you know, and I spelled it for you. And then you went, Mama, yes, Julie, how do I spell Manitowoc? I'm like, okay.
You kept saying M-A-N-I.
M-A-N-I.
Yeah. And I go, is it Manitowoc or is it Manitowoc? And then I was doing other things at the same time. I'm like, okay, I'm now giving you 100% my attention because there's too many syllables and letters and consonants and vowels, and I just can't figure it out. And then you did it very well for me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
No,
I was kind to you.
Yes, you were kind to me.
I have no idea why we're talking about this, but since now we're in 26 different more countries, let's just say hi to the peoples.
In the world.
Yeah.
And
Switzerland. I want to talk about Switzerland today.
Sure.
So, and probably Italy, because that's where I'm from.
Yes.
Kind of. I mean, my dad was from there. Actually, he was from Manitowoc, but his dad was from Italy.
Right. His dad was a dreamer. No, your grandpa. Grandpa was a dreamer.
Grandpa was, no, was a dreamer.
Yeah. His dad was an immigrant. Came on a boat. But I just love the story about your dad's mom.
Or my Nona?
Your Nona.
Yes.
Or your dad's stepmom.
Correct.
Your dad's stepmom.
My dad's biological mom was, she came over from Italy.
Yes.
But she was a redheaded party girl.
Yes.
She was just like, here in America, oh yeah, we're having fun. And
up here in Manitowoc.
Yeah.
Wisconsin.
And she came home from a party one night kind of drunk and passed out and they got pneumonia and passed away.
Yes. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I don't know how the hell that happened.
Yeah.
She was only in her
20s. That's the story.
Yeah, it was cold out and she was drinking heavily
because
she was partying
out
at the local saloon. I mean, I don't know. Up here in Manitowoc.
I don't know.
She died.
And then she died. And then good old uncle, or excuse me, grandpa, Nono, had to send away by telegraph.
Yes.
Please send
new wife
to America.
Yeah. One without back talk, please. Quiet girl.
A quiet girl that won't leave me and go partying every night.
Yeah. Who's not really into drinking?
And they sent over Ginevra, which is my Nona that I always knew.
And it was so interesting because I know this story. And when I went to my godfather's funeral, and who was in his late 80s, or was he early 90s?
He was late 80s, I believe.
And good life. Everybody loved him.
Yeah.
No one knew the whole story about Nona. They just know that she just was this awesome
and
woman.
It was kind of cool because I knew, I'm lucky enough to know the whole story.
Right.
And these people lived with him,
for
decades. They
and
grew
lived
up.
Near Nona.
Lived in the same town.
Yeah.
Whereas, we live 6 hours south, but I knew the stories.
Yes.
And so, I am the keeper of the stories.
Exactly. And so then you also said, hey, and then you told me, and I said, mentioned, and tell the rest of the story, because she didn't come over alone.
She didn't?
No, I didn't. You told me that she couldn't be alone on the ship when she came over.
Oh, correct.
So her good friend came over.
Right.
And came over with her.
Uh-huh.
And it was interesting because...
Oh, you're talking about Lucille.
Yes.
Yes.
Lucille came over because she's a young girl. And Lucille's a young girl. And they're going to America together because they can't... good girls don't travel alone.
That's right.
Not on
That's
a big right. ship across the big ocean.
Right.
To Manitowoc, Wisconsin. and it was... And the family, when I went to Uncle Si's wedding...
Funeral.
Funeral, not wedding. wedding to Christ. Oops. At that moment, he was in the line with Christ.
Married to Jesus.
Married to Jesus. And he goes, oh, I go, she must have been the woman that came over. You know, I saw pictures of Nona and Lucia.
Right, right.
And I go, oh, she must have been the woman that came over with Nona.
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't know the story. And then they go, oh, my God, this makes total sense now. They, like, got it.
You
like,
got
somehow
it.
No one knew the story of right. how right. Nona came here.
Right.
And
it was, she was, like one of the nicest people in the village in northern Italy.
Yeah.
And, I mean, she would go up this big mountain every day to get water
yes.
for the whole town.
Yes.
People who couldn't go. And so they were going to really, and so when Nono or Giovanni said, send, you know, I have two little boys,
yeah.
you know, send wife now.
Now, please.
You know, need help. They sent Ginevra yeah. and Lucille. And
yeah.
And so that's how, then my dad was already there. His name was Ivo, and there was also Aldo. And then Ginevra, the new stepmom, they had Silvio and Bruno.
Right.
And then Mary.
Yes. Yeah. And so, I mean, can you imagine, though, just getting a telegraph like, hey, you want to go to the New World?
Yeah. Buy ship. Take ship.
Take ship now. Need new wife now. They're like, okay.
Yeah.
And that was their ticket out of the old world? I don't know. And now we all want to go back to the old world.
Yeah. We want to go live in Italy.
Exactly. Please take us back.
So they were dreamers.
Yes. And I'm not the only one. Yeah.
You may say,
I'm a dreamer. Yeah.
And the world will live as one.
That's right. The Beatle, John Lennon, wrote that song. We were watching Crashing. I was watching Crashing.
Mm-hmm.
I love that show on HBO.
I do too.
I just find it, there's got a lot of soul to it.
Mm-hmm.
And our lead comic, Pete Holmes, was talking to Penn Jillette about God and believing in God.
Yeah.
And he was struggling with his faith.
Yeah.
He was like, what? What?
And, you're and you an don't go to Penn Jillette if you're struggling with your faith.
No, because he pretty much has his comeback. He's pretty comeback. Much. Yeah, he has it down. He's not just searching. He's like, I know what to say.
Yeah.
But one of the things he talks about, he goes, you know, the best thing that happened to our world was a scientific field. They were able to say three important words.
I don't know.
And when you say, I don't know, then it opens up your mind. You're like, well, how do I know?
That's right.
It opens up to better questions,
yes,
right?
Yes, right.
Not, why don't I know? Well, because you're a moron, that's why. Or because God didn't tell you.
Yeah.
But how do I get to know?
It's
how
interesting. Do I find out? We're, I don't want to interrupt this story,
no.
but this whole weekend we've been studying about what good questions are and what
yes.
are bad questions. And things that open up, like, I don't know what, you know, so that's a good question. That presents a good thing. But when you say, like, why don't I know?
Why don't I know? Your subconscious mind goes, I'll tell you what you don't know. You're a moron.
You're a loser.
You're a loser. Mm-hmm. But if you tell your mind, how come I don't know this? Or like, how do I learn this?
Yeah.
And then your brain
starts giving you.
And it's a reticular, it's RAS.
It's called the reticular activating system.
Yes. Because we get so much information all day long, you need something to filter it out that you're not consciously aware of.
Right.
So your reticular activation system. RAS, you know, filters out. But once you propose a question, you propose it over and over again, all of a sudden the answer starts coming to you.
Yes.
Because your brain
now is searching out.
Or is letting in the answers
exactly.
that you're wanting.
It's a very simple, honestly, because like people say like, oh, I finally got this green car that I wanted.
Yeah.
And now I see it everywhere.
Everywhere.
And it's the same thing.
It was always there,
yeah.
but
you
were filtering it out. There was no point of you having it.
Right.
Because it's hard to keep so much CNN and Fox News and MSNBC in your brain and look for the green car, you know? But once you decide, oh, I got a green car. I like my green car. And then all of a sudden, everybody's got your green
Everybody has that green car.
Well, and it's funny because I don't know what mailing list we're on, but we got this really beautiful invitation to try out a new luxury line of cars
right.
called Genesis.
Genesis.
And I'm like, and the starting is 69,000. Yeah, you know, and I'm like, whoa, cool.
Yeah.
They don't know us. Yeah, that better, that car better make some money for us, like a semi.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we'll pay money for that. And I, but then all of a sudden, I'm seeing the word Genesis everywhere.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah. And I'm like,
in terms of the car, or just the Genesis?
Just like, the word Genesis.
Oh, okay.
Which they were always there, but I never connected
with
it.
I was telling Dad about this car. I go, this is like a luxury car.
Yes.
And he goes, well, where do you get it fixed at if it's never been? I go, oops. Where's the local Genesis?
Well, and supposedly agent? You get like 100,000 miles of free maintenance. So, but the maintenance is in California or, you know, Chicago, you know.
I want to know more about this Genesis thing, though.
Yes. Well, in the beginning,
there is Genesis.
The Genesis. So, you know, that. That's kind of how it works. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of cute this week. You talked to me a little bit about we're really in this discovery mode. You know, this is
right.
Of trying to figure out who you are and who we are and who we want to become.
Yeah,
right?
we're trying to. I'm really trying to find out who I am.
Because you want to have fun in your life.
Kind
you
of.
You want to be creative.
Yes.
And have fun.
Yeah.
And enjoy and bring fun and laughter to people.
Yes. And I want to lighten the load.
So last week I kept people up to date with your discovery process by saying that you came to me suggesting that, you know, Julie, I don't feel I'm a comedian like, you know, Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
I
had to own up to it.
I feel I'm more of like a comedian such as like Dave Chappelle.
Right.
That's more, he's more my comedian. I fancy myself towards his way. I'm like, oh, good to know, mother. Good to know. And if you're going to follow in someone's footsteps, you know, might as well follow in his. And honestly, you probably follow him because you're such a maverick. Like, if anybody says you can't do that or you don't, you're like,
you don't tell me that.
You go, you don't know how much I'm willing to walk away from $50 million just to have you not tell them to do. You don't know me.
You don't I'm know willing my to bottom walk line. Away.
Yeah. I have a pretty walk away thing.
Yes.
That's like, you told me to do, I'm walking away.
Yeah.
That's not who I am.
Yeah.
And I said, well, good. I appreciate that. And then after our show, Sunday night, we were talking. And then the day after, we started talking some more. You're like, you know, Julie, I just don't know if I am a comedian.
Right.
I don't know if I'm a comedian.
It started feeling like too much pressure. Like, I had to look for the joke and everything.
Yes.
And like even the...
Your RAS system was like filtering out everything.
How does that become a joke?
Or nothing,
how does that, And like, Julie, I'm not a comedian. It's too much pressure.
Well, and before this, you said we were driving and you were going, I don't have paper. I'm like, okay, what's going on? I go, I got this circular joke going in my mind. I think we can work with it somehow. I'm like, okay, what is it? And I'm like, okay. You go, just right at the top of the circle, write down poodles. I'm like, okay, poodles.
Right.
And I made a circle, and I'm halfway down, like 3 o'clock.
Right.
I wrote down brother wives on raising hope. Okay, like brother wives. Got it. It's like sister wives.
Sister wives, but brother wives.
And then at the bottom, you said poodle wives. Poodle wives. Because, Julie, I don't know what the heck's going on, but there is something here. There is a gem waiting to be seen. A diamond in the rough here. And I don't know. And then I'm like, okay, well, let's just sit with it.
Yeah.
And we sat with it.
We sat with the circle.
A couple days went by. And then finally you go, you know, Julie, I just don't know if I'm a comedian. I'm maybe a humorist. I may just want to have like a good time.
I'm thinking more like Garrison Keillor or something.
Like we see the joke, the funniness in the non-funny.
And just the absurdity of
life. The absurdity of it all.
Yeah, because I was really struggling
to get
from poodles to
poodle
to,
wife.
From brother to, from sister wives to brother wives, first of all. And then get from brother wives to poodle wives.
Yes.
And I just
well, I
could
mean, it's
not
kind
do
of
it.
There is kind of this something there because
there is.
You had once said before somebody else took your joke, you used to say, "Man, those poodles will screw anything."
Yes,
they'll screw a Dalmatian for us,
a labradoodle, a golden retriever,
a snickerdoodle, you know. I mean, and I think I even saw one with like a Shih Tzu doodle, so a Shih doodle, a doodle Shih Tzu, doodle,
yeah.
And then, of course, in our Christmas movie, you had a caca doodle.
That's right. I had a poodle that screwed a cockatoo. That was not easy.
See, here's the problem. This is
and it became a caca doodle.
Yeah, caca doodle. So there is a joke there.
There is something there.
Which led to the fact that sometimes bitches, meaning female dogs.
Right.
Not the other kind.
Right.
Female dogs will have many, many male,
lovers.
Lovers. Because, you know, they don't really want to keep them. Or is it the other way around? A lot of men will screw a lot of male dogs will screw a lot of female dogs for breeding. I don't know. Something mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. So there's a joke in there somewhere
right.
that ends up having poodle wives.
Yes.
You know,
I'll tell you what, though, yes. the frame of mind that I was in,
yes.
that made that what I told you to write down, it was like making perfect sense. And then I opened that page up about 3 days later, 4 days later, and I went, oops,
the nut in here.
Where, that reticular part of my brain,
yeah.
It was gone.
Well, right.
And I was like, I know there's something here. I think I can do 15 minutes.
15 minutes.
I was going to be able to do 15 minutes on Poodle Wives.
I'm like, whoa.
And then I had to say goodbye to it because I can't.
And like Dave Chappelle, he just puts it in a bowl.
Yeah.
And it may come back to him.
Yeah.
And so you may find a running gag at the end joke will always be Poodle Wives.
Poodle Wives.
Poodle Wives, yeah. You know.
Yeah.
You know.
I hope so, because that really disappointed me. And also, I have come to the conclusion.
Yes, what's
that
conclusion?
I'm not a comedian.
No.
But I still want to be.
You're a humorist.
Okay, is that my new title then?
Well, in this world, titles are bad. Unless we have, like, Facebook has like 54 gender titles or
right,
whatever.
Right.
And so unless I come up with 54 different titles for comedian.
Yeah.
Like we saw today.
Bad lip reading?
Bad lip reading mm-hmm. for Stranger Things.
Yes.
I thought that was hysterical.
Yeah.
Much more funny than you thought it was. I think no. I was crying.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't crying.
No. And I had seen it last night.
Yeah.
And when I showed it to you.
I can tell you why I wasn't crying, though.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like in like with the news and politics, I'm more amazed.
Right.
I have to put my amazement, away first.
Right.
And then start like really loving it.
That was
I'm
my
like,
water bottle people.
Oh my gosh. People do this.
Yeah.
And it's so amazingly creative.
Yeah.
And it just like blows my mind.
Yeah.
I mean, I like Julie and I, we operate off of tomatoes.
Yes.
And if people don't know what a tomato is. Or actually, they're called pomodoros.
Yeah.
In Italian, but
it's so funny. Go ahead, tell them.
No, I was just going to say that we operate off of 23 minutes.
Yes,
and that's how we turn off the TV at 7 a.m. because we usually have the news on in the background, kind of get the sense of the day. We turn it off, and we don't turn it back on till about 7 a.m.
So 7 p.m.
Excuse me, 7 p.m.
Right,
but. During the day, we operate on tomatoes.
Right.
We usually like our lists are about 35 things long.
Yes.
And, you know, but we for example, I'm not sure if Dad would be wanting me to say this, but we're, you know that Norm had like the tooth that kind of fell out.
Yes.
At Christmas time when he had the nougat.
Yeah.
Well, so he's, you know, he'd been to the dentist and he had the tooth pulled and it's on all the antibacterial
right.
stuff and everything. But the dentist said, here is your treatment plan.
Yeah.
And we have dental insurance. We have Humana dental insurance. And it's going to be to have everything done about $14,000.
Yes.
Now that's cray cray.
Cray cray.
Cray cray.
Yes.
So you and I.
Yes.
We did what normal people do first.
Yes.
We looked at dental schools.
Yes. He's like $14,000. Like,
and you know.
Are they gold plated? What's
like,
going on?
Dental schools like where Molary and Curly are working.
Right. And here's the thing too with Dad. They like, here's your first tier of stuff.
Yeah.
$3,000 to $4,000.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Dad, if you can just
that's
get them
just
all
the first
once,
tier.
Maybe you'll then have good teeth. But because we do it piecemeal, $3,000 to $4,000 a year, it's like you never something always breaks more. You're like, it gives you more.
Well,
of a
like
hassle.
Even this morning, what was it that you wanted to give Dad? Then you thought a bit again about it. What was it?
Walnuts.
A walnut.
Yeah.
You went, oh, Dad, do you want walnut in your oatmeal? And you went, oh, yeah, I want walnut. You go, oh, no, you might break your brittle tooth.
Yes.
That's not going to happen.
And we say just one of those teeth are brittle. A brittle tooth. He has a whole set of teeth in his mouth, thank God. But
and most of them are brittle. So after we decided that the dental schools with the little, right. you know, students, you know, that wasn't going to work for us.
Right.
We went to the next thing.
Yeah.
Which was dental tourism.
Exactly.
We had about three different things. We can like India, mm-hmm. Cancun, mm-hmm. and Los, one block
yes.
south of Yuma, Arizona. Los yes. Alamos, Mexico.
Yep.
And after many, many conversations, mm-hmm. we've decided that your father is going to go to Mexico.
Yes.
On a dental vacation.
Yes. He's like, what? When is the vacation? When did dentistry become my vacation? Well,
yeah, buddy.
That's what you
Sorry,
get.
Sorry, buddy.
Because we've got to get this all taken care of. And it's like, you have good teeth, pretty teeth.
Well, I had to make the decision. Yeah. I know that it was a joint decision. But
somebody has to call it in the family.
He wanted to actually get everything pulled, you know, and just wear dentures. I go, no, you're not.
No.
You're worth saving.
Yeah. Your teeth are worth saving. Exactly.
They are. Yeah.
Exactly.
So now Julie and I, of course, this all falls into our lap.
Right.
We have to decide how to do this dental vacation.
Yes.
In Mexico. It's passports was the first thing.
Yes.
Because Normano check. Did not have a passport.
Right.
And so check on the passport. And then we've got to, he's going to stay at La Hacienda.
Yes, because you get free hotel room.
You get free with every $5,000 of work.
Yes.
You get a free night.
Yeah. Like, legit. It's only $44 a night. Well, thank you. Don't throw it. It's not so expensive. It's like $1,000 you spend, you get a free night. But if you spend like $3,000, you get three nights for free.
Right, exactly.
Like, well, he probably will spend $3,000.
But I'm telling you, I've had people now that know this story and know that how we're setting this up. They go, you got to go to India. India is far better than Los Alamos. And so I'm sticking to my guns.
Yes.
And it's kind of interesting because for like $600 to $800 more, they will put you out.
Right.
Totally put you out. You know, like, so long, Norm.
Right.
And it's so funny because when Greg, your brother, was a little kid, he did a bit where he went to a dentist that put him out.
Yeah.
And the last thing he remembers as before he's like going out is, you know, under the... You know, the medication is grab his wallet.
Like, what? Grab my wallet. What? That kid was funny even back then.
Yeah. So we've probably put in about 8 tomatoes on this whole trip thing. And we know a lot more than we used to know. But see, Normano is like, he's kind of, because he has a little bit of vertigo still from 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And he's afraid to fly.
Right.
So he wants to go on a, like a short trip,
right?
Just to check it out, you know.
Yes.
What's really been weird for us is that, you know, we have a from Davenport, Iowa to O'Hare,
right?
Is like $400 one way.
Yes,
and it's like a 20-minute trip.
Yes,
you know, the round trip to Yuma, is less than that.
Right. I'm like, screw that.
It's like, I'm saying, Norm, we're just going to put you out.
You're going to take some pills.
You take some pills. We're putting you out.
Exactly.
You're going to wake up at the La Hacienda. We don't know how you get there. We're going to sew your name in your underpants.
Can we put him out? Can we at least give him a tag?
We'll give him a tag.
Why do we have to make some poor stewardess or steward
check his underpants?
Check his underpants for his name. I go, I'm sure his wife put it in his underwear because that's what a good wife would do. I'm like, really? Can we just can we put like a tag on him
It was so funny because Norm goes, I wonder if Joey would come with me.
Yeah.
Because he didn't want to come alone. You know, go alone.
And we're like, well, we could all drive, but it'll be... Well, I talked to Doug about this last night.
Yeah, Doug said he would drive him.
He would drive.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, you're like, I'm going to be missing this much work to drive.
Yeah.
And like, just fly. Yeah. You know, just fly. Yeah. And, you know, they'll pick you up at the airport.
Right.
And drop you off at your hotel.
Right.
And then from your hotel, they'll pick you up and take you to your dental appointment.
Right.
And drop you back off.
Yeah. And the thing is that the people like retirees live in Yuma.
They spend their
snowbirds. They spend their winters there getting their dental stuff done.
Yes.
So basically, you go there and you got your little camper or whatever, and you spend the winter just crossing. It's just basically you go, there's like a line, there's no wall yet. You just go over there and there's the La Hacienda.
Right.
And then there's it's like a whole town of clinics.
Right. I mean, come on. I mean, this whole town is only designed for dental tourism.
It's dental tourism.
I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, I think the hotel room is like $44 a night.
Right.
I mean, you could literally just stay a month in...
Yeah. In Las Agamos.
Yeah, they said they mostly speak English, you know, and there's always somebody on staff that speaks the English.
There's always somebody that speaks English. Yes. Yeah. And what's kind of cool is like at this hotel, like burgers and fries are like $19.
Yes.
But if you want a taco...
$3.
Yeah. I'm like,
Dad's eating a taco.
Dad's eating soft tacos.
Yeah, soft tacos, burritos, cheese and beef burrito.
Yeah,
$3.50.
Yeah,
Dad's eating a burrito. Yeah,
so if it's American food, they charge as much as a hotel room.
Yes,
I'm thinking this is the perfect place for my La Tacoteria truck.
Yeah, that's true.
If we could drive down there in the La Tacoteria,
yes, it would work perfectly.
I know
it would work perfectly. So I you know, there's
it's a whole industry, Julie.
Right?
Do you think that here's what you think? You think the world just can't get any like, there's just nothing to be discovered in the world.
Well, here's,
and then, there's like dental tourism and there's like all these people, and we're, you know, Americans are not the only people. Canadians
go down to Mexico too. And so, I mean, how awesome is this? And it's not like it hurts our American dentists because they're all booked. Let's just be honest.
Oh, yeah.
They're booked.
Screw them.
Yeah. Well, you do feel that way when you're going, you're going to charge me $1,200 for a root canal. And it's going to, you know, that just seems like a lot of money I mean.
My dentist would charge a lot more than that.
Yeah.
Trust me.
And so you do have to, what we do know, if there's just a one thing issue, when you add out the cost of dentistry and stuff like that, you're like, well, it's best to have it done here. But for Dad, because he just doesn't ever get it completely done, he never has good teeth.
No.
Because he just does, $3,000 to $4,000 a year. And so by the time the next year comes around, something else has happened.
Right.
Like, let's just get you.
He ate a piece of candy.
Yeah. Like, Daddy, why?
Why?
Why are you taking the candy? Why?
I kind of wanted, like,
like baby food.
Yeah. Yeah. And Dad goes, you have my oatmeal yet?
Yeah.
Dad, shut up.
Yes,
you're so
your
scary.
Oh, life can be scary.
He's scary.
Or humorous.
And he asked me because he's afraid he's going to lose his luggage, you know?
Yeah.
So he goes, I'm not sure I want to, you know, take any chances on, you know, going to Mexico. American Airlines, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to. And he goes, I got an idea. Like, you know, remember your Aunt Dolores? Yeah. She goes, she never traveled with luggage. She wore everything.
Yes.
And so that's what he thinks. That's a great idea.
Yes. Because he already does that.
Yeah, he's going to wear 4 days worth of clothes.
Yes.
I mean, this time.
And I'm thinking he's like, he can't wait.
That kind of looks to me a little eccentric, though.
Well, like Normano already wears 3 layers already.
That's right.
And half the time he goes, I have to take off my jeans and I'm ready for bed because I wear my sleep clothes.
That's right.
He does. Never come off all week long. So he's already slightly eccentric.
Yeah.
But,
and
yeah,
I love it when he goes to you, though. I always have to, like, I'm also so grateful he doesn't go to me.
Right.
What's his favorite line? Can you smell me?
Yeah. Can you smell me? Can you smell me? Or like, smell this. Smell this? What am I smelling, Normano? I go, and how can we make this a better experience for me?
Yeah, that's right. You should get
I should ask better questions.
Yeah. You should get some money for that.
Yeah. I just think it's job security.
Yeah.
I am always needed in my family as the smeller, the seer. I'm just basically your sight dog. I'm just like the dog in the corner that can sniff out bombs.
Yeah. I kind of though in my dreams though.
Yes.
I kind of wanted him to go to India. Like my friend Marcia, she said that she's heard like great things about dental tourism in India.
Yeah,
and that she's had several friends that go to India. I can just see Norman. I can see, I think I can definitely see Norman in Mexico, right?
100%.
But the idea of Norman in India all by himself, like just getting off the plane and just like,
what? Because you hear so many stories about not bad smells, but just
smells.
Yeah. With a new smell, like, what am I smelling?
Yeah.
What is all this stuff going on in my brain?
Yeah.
And the noise, the traffic.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a lot of everything.
Right.
Just a lot of everything. Yeah.
And I'm thinking, too, like, when you see Indian people versus Mexican people, who had the better teeth?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I mean, I really didn't.
It's a crapshoot.
Yeah. I don't even think I even contemplate that question before.
Yeah. But now you do.
Well, here's what I do know. If something bad happened to Dad, I can drive down
to Mexico
to pick him up.
And you have your passport.
I can't drive to India to pick him up. So that's why. And isn't it sweet that
that's
your
true.
Friend Marcia is like, he should go to India. I'm like, really?
Kuala Lumpur.
Yeah, really? You know my family. That's the best place you'd want to send my dad. It's like, you want to send him alone to India? I mean, he can't. I don't think he'll get the thing. I mean, can you imagine if he got vertigo mid Atlantic Ocean?
Yeah, it's crazy.
He would be on the floor crying and throwing up and heaving. And then everybody in the plane would be like, oh my God, give me my barf bag.
Everybody's
barf bag would be in use. And they'd be like, please land the plane in Iceland. Please land the plane in Iceland. Is there dental tourism in Iceland for this man? Please land this plane in Iceland.
And so it's kind of funny though, because like, you know, I'm like, Norm, this is your vacation, buddy.
Yeah.
Enjoy. Enjoy, buddy.
Exactly.
No, like, but we are still taking another vacation this year. We're planning sometime in the fall. We're going to where all good Americans go. We're going to Pigeon Forge.
Yeah, Dollywood.
Going to Dollywood.
Yes.
Hello.
I can't wait for this. We haven't put our money down yet. We were going to.
But we have a tomato plant.
Yes. You know, I want to talk about this tomato thing.
Sure.
What's it called again?
The Pomodors.
Pomodoro process or whatever.
Process. We live on this. We've been living on this for how many years?
Well, since the day I was born.
Yes.
You just didn't call it that.
I didn't call
You'd
it
always
that.
Have timers on us. You'd always make things fun. We'd have contests. We'd get things done. And then some guy comes up with this technique and it becomes a best-selling book and everybody's using it. Like,
and everybody's
oh
like,
my God, I never thought of that. I'm like, really? You never thought about using an effing timer? I mean, that was your, like,
that guy made a fortune selling timers in the shape of tomatoes.
I know.
On Amazon.
I know.
Cray-cray.
And it's cray-cray because, once again, you had the knowledge beforehand.
Hello.
You just didn't put it all together because you're like, why do people need a book to tell you to print on an effing timer? who are these people? Like, we are those people because now we use it all the time. One tomato for this, one tomato for that.
Well, even my friend Marcia and I, we talk about, you know, the tomatoes because we understand that there's magic.
Yes.
In a tomato.
Yes, there
and
is.
And the magic is like in the old days when before people understood the wisdom of
the tomato.
Of the tomatoes or just working on a timer, they would try to get everything done and be frustrated in this. But see, now you do your 23 minutes, you put it down, you let the universe handle it, make its own little imperfections in it, you know, and then you come back the next day and you see what's happened.
You're like, whoa,
what's transpired?
This is good. Some new stuff has happened.
And
I
new
like
stuff
this.
Has happened.
Exactly.
That's so that's how we do our business.
Exactly. So that's how we do our business, and it does.
That's how we roll.
And there are times I said we got to put our time in here.
Yeah.
And it doesn't usually help us.
No.
Because it gets us more frustrated.
Yeah.
And so when we stick to the tomato.
Yes.
And sometimes we do two tomatoes on a project at
one time.
One
tomato, two tomatoes.
But it does make me angry that we've been doing this our whole life.
Yeah.
And then some guy.
Some motherfucker.
Yeah. Comes up with a funny name. A sweet little name.
A pomodoro.
And then put the word technique after it.
Yeah.
You know,
and now like, corporate people like, oh my God.
Yeah, I do this.
I know.
And then the last 7 minutes of your 30-minute timer is standing up and stretching. Because we can't sit down.
It's so true. Yeah. Like we're working with this PhD. She's a female PhD and her degree is in like science, technology, and education. And she
got in TED Talks.
Okay. No, but she's saying that like these things like how we would, you know, because Julie's getting her master's in instructional design. She's and of course you're a coach and you're a teacher, but she's saying you cannot even imagine the kind of money you can make getting a government contract teaching government workers
tomatoes.
I'm like, my hand is raised.
Like,
sign me up.
We could do that.
And add a little S&M, like a little dominatrix.
Exactly.
Will do that damn tomato.
Do it now.
Get it down. And then when you're done, stand up, take a few deep breaths.
And move on.
That's the military way, baby.
Exactly. Taking it one. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time.
That's right.
With a lot of tomatoes. Because I think they don't taste that good. But
no.
Anything goes down with enough tomato sauce.
Yes.
That's the key. So hence the technique.
That's right.
And once again, what's it called again?
The Pomodoro technique.
Pomodoro.
Or tomato. Just call it the tomato technique.
Yeah, Pomodoro. It sounds like
A pompadour. Right.
Yes.
The hairstyle, mm-hmm. Right? Yeah.
Exactly.
So this is where we'll keep you guys posted on the dental tourism thing.
Yeah.
But for now, he's got the passport in place.
Affiliate link to it, you know, in some sense. An affiliate for it.
Isn't there?
I don't know. We should think about being
we should be the affiliate.
Yeah.
People should come from Canada, our neighbors to the north.
Yes.
They could call us.
And we can tell them.
We can tell them what our experience was.
Yeah.
That could be worth a penny or two on YouTube.
Maybe it could be. You know.
Yeah.
I'll have Dad videotape his whole experience.
Yeah.
And about his dental tourist experience.
I always picture them that he's going to go like, what was that? You know, the Cheech and Chong. He goes, I got this kind of chicken and this kind of. What is that?
Wait. It's from Dusk Until Dawn.
Oh.
Dusk Until Dawn. And he's out in front of the, we're not going to say it because it's just too wrong.
Like a whorehouse. Prostitution?
No, it's a bar. It's like a strip bar.
A strip bar with vampires
yes.
in it. Yes. Yeah, and baby. That's what I picture Norm going to.
Oh, God.
Come on, Norm. Let's do it.
Yeah, you and him together?
No.
Just him by himself?
I just want him to come do it and then tell me about it.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I know exactly what will happen. He'll spend most of the time in his bed, you know, going, I got to go. And then maybe he'll call us saying, I don't want to take my flight back. Come pick me up. And thank God he's not in India because then I'd have to fly back there.
Yeah, that's exactly true.
Up.
Now you can just send Doug.
Yes.
Send Doug. Or our La Tacoteria truck.
Exactly. One or the other. So we'll keep updating what really happens.
Yeah.
We'll see.
And I think it's about time they learn a few Spanish words.
Yes.
Just in case. I mean, they say that everybody speaks English down there.
Yeah. Well, but also, too, with the new technology coming our way, you're going to have like a little earpiece in your ear, and Google will hear what's going on and then translate it for you in English, and then you'll hear that. And then what you say, maybe they'll have the same piece, and it'll come back translated as well.
In real time. Don't they have those kind of glasses, like the Google glasses that operate like that too?
Yes, which is very fascinating because I've read stuff that I know for a fact has gone through the Google Translator, and I believe that it is bores on nonsense.
I agree because our friend Francine, in the early days when she was our friend in the very early days, we used to use Google to send her French emails.
Yes.
We would, and she would, Christine Marie, do you know what you sent me? Do you know what you said to me?
No, Francine,
what did I say? So yes, it's not a perfect system.
You're just like, it just doesn't sound right. Don't use it.
Just like you know, everybody at work calls me Puta. I don't know if that means princess or a pretty one. No, it means whore.
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense. I get it now.
There you go. So, did you see anything good this week for your Netflix reviews? No.
You know why, right?
Yes, because you can't get Netflix.
My computer's not working, and I can't. I was going to watch a Cat Williams comedy special.
Yeah.
And the little red thing goes around in a circle before Netflix gets it on, and then it just says 25%. So it couldn't queue up. So I could not watch anything.
I'm going to call a day and get that resolved.
Thank you, Julie.
No matter what.
Thank you, Julie.
Even though in my soul, every time this stuff happens
and
you guys come to me, like, not Alexa, but Julie, you have that same tune.
Yeah.
Julie. I'm like, and something inside me dies a little.
Oh, I know.
And I go,
I know.
What?
I always do this. Julie, could you ask your phone?
Yeah.
It's like Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell.
Are they still together?
Yeah. I'm like,
Julie,
can I ask your phone? I do need to get you one of those Google things so you can just say
you
that.
Do.
You know?
How many times have I asked for that?
A lot, but I just think it would be just such a, well, maybe you would get over it. Like, initially, it'd be just as a distraction because Hillary and Dave have one, and it was fun to play with.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the first thing I asked it was, you know, Google. You got to start off with saying, hey, Google.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Google. And I guess it wakes itself up, like, I'm going to listen to you now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you love me? And then it had a response.
What was it?
Well, as much as an inanimate object can love something, I love you.
Aww.
I'm like, oh, thank you,
that's
Google.
So sweet.
And so we asked the same question over again to see if we get a different response.
And did you?
No, I got the exact same response.
Oh, interesting.
So artificial intelligence has not come yet. What we're looking at is just a computer program.
Well, I think it's anticipatory. It's not artificial yet.
No.
Because if I turn my TV on.
Yes.
Okay. At a certain time, you know, in the morning, even though, let's say at night I went to bed having Bravo on.
Right.
Andy Cohen.
Right.
When I turn my TV on in the morning, say 5 o'clock.
Right.
Guess what's on?
CNN.
So it anticipated that I like to watch CNN.
Right.
At 5 a.m.
Right.
I turn my TV on at 10 o'clock. It'll be on Bravo.
Right.
More than likely.
Because you like to watch What Happens Live.
Yeah, Andy Cohen, right?
Yeah.
So it's an anticipatory life.
I find that very
They think they know me. You don't know me.
Don't think you know me. I'm not
still go to Kuala Lumpur and get my dental
Exactly.
stuff
done. Exactly.
Is Kuala Lumpur in India?
Yes.
I don't know either.
I'm
Google?
Is Kuala.
Is Kuala Lumpur in India?
Is it koala?
A koala bear?
I don't know.
I think it's koala.
Yeah.
Kuala Lumpur. And that's Lumpur.
Yes, exactly. Okay, thank you for that geography lesson. I appreciate that. I basically know my geography. I mean, I used to be really good in geography.
Yeah.
And then the world just got so big.
And then this morning you said to me, you goes, Mama.
What did I say?
What does graphy mean? It's like... You know, you were like, and you went like, you know, pornography, graphy. And I'm like, I don't know what a fee means, you know? And then you went to know what porn meant. Wasn't this, am I lying right now?
I have no idea.
You have no recollection of this?
Yeah.
Could this have been Dad saying that to me then?
Well, no. You were playing Scrabble, and I mean, this is what the conversation was. I don't remember ever saying graphy.
Are you know, you wanted to know the P-H-Y, because you said there was geography, there's pornography, there's, you know, so you were wondering what
the fee,
no, that's probably Daddy then.
Unless,
that
I'm not saying,
that sounds more like Daddy. forget about the porn part.
Yeah.
What does a fee mean?
I couldn't
figure it out.
All I can say is that. It might have been me because I'm not remembering everything clearly.
That's true. You're not.
So I'm going to start taking Alpha Brain and start really trying to get my head on straight.
Mm-hmm.
Then they talk about this Lyme disease fog, which I only talk to you about it because when I talk to Doug about it, he just says, if you mention Lyme disease one more time.
Really?
Yes. Well, I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have said that.
Why? Because you think I'll hate him even more?
No, I just don't want to open that door, leaving a crack right now. Like, I don't want to talk about this.
Oops.
Well, I thought was
I'll let
fun.
It go then.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Appreciate that. So I did, last night I came home And had you I had a decent day last yesterday. I went for a road trip. It was kind of cute because at the end he goes, "Well, I'm so glad you had a fantastic great day." I said, "I didn't say I had a fantastic great day, but you had a tone." You had a tone. I said, "I had a good day." And I'm like, "Oh, good, okay." And I was with Doug, but I came home and I realized that Signs was going to be on at midnight. That M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh yeah.
With Mel Gibson, which is so interesting because I saw him being interviewed by Joe Rogan while I was working out.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was a new one or an old one, but it was all about stem cells.
Right.
I'm like, oh, very fascinating. And I'm watching it. I'm going, ooh, this really isn't holding up through time. I mean, it's kind of like not a great, great movie.
Right.
But the four main characters act their butts off. So it's worth seeing.
Yeah.
And so I watched it this, I had taped it, because I'm like, it's good to have it on my, you know, I just want to have something that you've already seen before.
Right, yeah.
No big deal.
Yeah, no
so
big deal.
So I was up at 6 and I go, I'm going to watch a little bit of it and fast forward some of the stuff. So I'm watching it, and I'm realizing, oh, some of the writing's really, really stiff. And, oh, some of the acting is very, very odd. Like kind of like the acting that you might find in like a community production of something.
Right.
And I go, but you know what? I'll give the four main characters, Rakeem Phoenix, Mel Gibson, a McCulkey kid.
Really?
Yeah. Or McCulkin, whatever his name is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Home Alone kid. Not him.
But his brother?
Younger brother. And he does a great job. And then the girl.
Who's the girl?
I want to say it's the girl from Miss Luma Sunshine.
Oh, I like her.
But I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
I want to say it's her.
Yeah.
And they act awesome in this movie. They're just acting their pants off.
Yeah.
Literally. No, not literally. But what I thought about this movie was it did really well at the box office. And there was no nudity and very little swearing and not a lot of gore, but it was scary at the time. And you know what? Done right. Like, I appreciate M. Night Shyamalan's movies because, like, you
say
saw
that
Split.
Three times.
I don't know. But you saw Split and
yes,
I saw Split.
Yes.
And what a great.
Awesome.
Yeah. And yeah. There wasn't a lot of nudity and there was no nudity.
No, but because I think he's a, I like him because he's like really a thinking man.
Yeah.
In the sense that he creates a lot of scariness without like monsters or, you know, it's just like it's in your mind.
It's in your mind.
And that's where I appreciate
and
you like to
he
go.
Has failures.
Yes.
But that's okay. It's like the Saw movies. You know, like every other one was really good. And then the in-between ones are like, what am I seeing? I can't watch any more of this. This is horrible.
I know.
Garbage in, garbage out. No,
and you're like, if you're dyslexic, you just want to go, was?
Was? Good job, Mom.
Well, I watched for the second time last night, since my Netflix wasn't working, I watched Snatched. And the Amy Schumer, Goldie Hawn, and laughed again. So much nicer and funnier than Trainwreck.
Yes.
You know, but which I think
was
her first movie.
Critically acclaimed.
Which I didn't get that at all. So, and here's this one. It's just these, I mean, it's a string of vignettes that you literally laugh out loud with. And I just, I really, as a stand-up, when I've seen her stand-up, I've not enjoyed it.
Right.
I just don't think she's that funny.
Right.
But she was funny in this movie. And there's like several scenes like the tapeworm scene.
Yeah.
That you just laugh.
If you just go, this is a stupid movie and there's no sense to it, you go, have a good ride.
Yeah, it's a good ride. And I think it was like 88 minutes or something.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
But I agree. I saw the movie myself and I go, I found myself laughing hysterically. For no reason than it was just a horrible movie that was funny.
Yeah.
Snatch.
I mean,
it wasn't supposed to, but it wasn't supposed to win any awards.
No.
And the screenplay wasn't supposed to make any
sense.
Like, here we are, one scene I remember, I didn't see it last night,
Is it the Law and Order dude?
No, not that. Well, he was great.
He was great,
and he just had a great role.
Yeah,
and
Christopher Maloney.
Yes,
and he it's a great role.
It's a great role.
And Dad goes, I bet he enjoyed going to Hawaii and doing that.
Is that where it was filmed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Suppose he filmed it in Central America, right?
Correct. Okay. Like Bogota.
Or South America, something like that. But anyway, I just remember one scene where Amy Schumer gets knocked out. And then somehow the mom carries her. We don't see any of that. Just to the doctor's
Right, exactly.
Like, well, how did she get from there to there? Doesn't matter.
That's our true art of a screenwriter.
Exactly. It doesn't matter.
All of a sudden, she wakes up and she's in a little doctor's hut on a table. And they were saying to her, you know, lucky for you, you shat yourself.
Yeah.
You shat yourself big time. She goes, uh-huh. He goes, why is that lucky? He goes, oh, lost so much shit. We took a sample. You have a tapeworm. Like, you know, in three lines, we go from you're passing out to a tapeworm scene.
And the only way to get this tapeworm out is to show the tapeworm
raw meat
in front of the mouth. Yeah. And it comes out that way. And she's like, what in the world? This is horrible.
I tell you, it was good.
It was good.
It was cute.
Yeah, and it was... And horrible movie doesn't mean horrible movie. It just meant like there was no real... It was just meant to be ridiculous.
Right.
It was meant to be ridiculous.
Yeah. Like I watched Begin yesterday because my Netflix was gone. You
know,
I watched the Fast and the Furious, the very first one.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was like so, from this vantage point, after all the... It was so over the top.
Right.
It was, you know, what is it, Dom?
Yeah.
And then, you know, oh my God, and if I hear Nos one more time, you know, like I gotta get Nos. I gotta go fill this thing up with tanked up with Nos. And like I remember going through that stage, I don't know how many years ago that the Fast and the Furious came out. But I was
the first one, right?
Yeah, the first one. All I was, do you remember that stage I went through? Like, I just went NOS.
Yeah, we need NOS.
We need
NOS in our car.
Let's get some NOS.
Get some NOS. I had to lower your mic a little bit. I noticed you're getting closer and closer to your.
I know. I'm sorry about that.
We only have like 5 minutes left of the show. Crazy.
Gosh.
I know. It goes by so
fast. We should say hello to all of the new people in all the new countries. I wanted to tell a quick story about Switzerland.
Okay, go for it.
I thought it was Norway, but as my memory served me correctly, it's Switzerland. All you people out there in Switzerland, want to say shout out to you.
Right.
Because you have outlawed the cooking of lobster.
The boiling.
By boiling them.
Yes. Oh, right.
Yeah. Because you've deemed it inhumane.
Yes.
And I've always felt that way.
I have too.
And so I just want to say thank you for doing that.
Now there's blowback to this.
What is that?
Do you want to tell everybody the blowback? Something I didn't know.
Oh, okay. You tell.
Well, this is what Father has said. Mm-hmm. Father, the man of knowledge.
Father who comes
Father.
In. I want to tell you, children,
I'm working
lobsters.
In the back room and he goes... And he ends up talking to me about lobsters, and I have no idea where this is going. I'm like, okay, this is, you know. But
Julie, I want to tell you one thing.
It's a great story about lobsters.
Yeah,
I'm like,
okay.
Which I've never had because I just feel like it is weird to boil them alive and, you know, all that stuff. And they said,
shout out to Switzerland.
Right. And they said, well, they made it illegal. And they go, the problem is they don't know how to kill them because they have
in their bodies.
Yes.
It's their brain. Their brain is all over.
Right.
Like it's not like in the head.
Right.
Their brain is everywhere in the body. So they can't figure out how to kill them.
So if they have no head, they can live a whole life without a head?
I don't know.
Or they just die of hunger?
I don't know. But they just have brain everywhere. Like
right.
Everywhere.
So they don't know how to kill it quickly.
Right.
You know.
Correct. Yeah. But they've discovered that if you put them in the freezer, they will eventually die enough to boil them? I don't really know.
Make it less painful?
I don't know.
I don't know either. This is just, I'm just saying maybe eat lobster only if you need to eat lobster.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
In a pinch.
In a pinch. Because this just sounds crazy, you know?
Because, you know, when you can buy them at Walmart.
Yes.
Frozen.
Oh, yes. They didn't die. I mean, like, so if they unfreeze, are they going to walk around,
sure.
like, down south in Florida where they had all those things?
All those little salamanders and
frogs?
They had to have this alert out in Florida, like, because it got down to, like, 50 and 40 degrees down there. And people just didn't know what to do. But all the amphibians... They had this thing where they get frozen.
Right.
And like they were just getting frozen in the middle of the road. They were dropping from trees.
Right.
And they had this big alert. Yeah. And they were saying, please be careful because, first of all, they're not dead.
Yes.
They're just frozen. And they if you can very gently take them from where they've fallen and put them in the sun,
yes,
they will eventually thaw out and live again.
And live again.
But most people were like, oh, there's a dead one or something like that, and they drive over it in the middle of the road. And they're like going, no.
No.
They're not dead. They're just frozen.
Yes.
And it was so cute because they were just showing.
The next Disney film. Frozen.
Somewhat frozen.
Are they dead? No.
And it's in Florida.
How
apropos.
So I would hate it if you took a lobster home with you that you thought was dead and it was frozen.
Yeah.
And then you left it on the counter.
Yeah.
And then you came back and you're like, holy crap, this lobster's walking around.
Yeah.
Then what do you do?
Well, you have a pet. Yeah.
You now have a fucking pet.
Exactly.
And it's a lobster pet.
Yeah. Oh, that's kind of interesting. I bet you have to put them in an aquarium.
Well, it reminds me of this one story that I won years ago. I won something on WGN. And it was...
Which is your total... That's totally
right.
You.
Yes. I called up and I wanted to win a Lou Malnati's pizza.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I wanted to win.
Right.
But instead I won a Lobstagram.
Yeah.
And being someone who could care less, I don't care how much it was worth.
Yeah.
It could have been worth $200. Yeah. I didn't care.
Right.
I go, sir, don't even bother. I go, they're going to come out to me in a box, right? They're going to be live. I go, I just don't foresee myself dropping them in boiling water. I go, that's just not going to be me. So they go, oh, all right. I go, that's just not going to happen.
Oh, goes, so long.
How about Lumon Ice Pizza?
Did he give you one?
Yeah, he gave me one.
Oh.
That's why I want it.
Oh.
I go, and I'm sure that I told you that I won, and that you're like, you passed up free lobster? What the hell's wrong with you? How dare you?
I was not as acutely aware back then.
Well, no, but I'm just like, I'm not making it. I mean, maybe it wouldn't come live. I asked them.
No, it's like, I think that it's like the URL is livelob.
Yeah.
.com.
Yeah, so you get these live lobsters.
Yeah.
I said, I would get them alive and they'll be like, they're now officially pets. Yeah.
I think they have eyes. I'm not sure, though.
Oh, sure they do. It's
do
just
they?
Too much.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, anyway, that was the end of our fast show once again.
Whoa.
Someone said to me, do you guys write down everything you're going to say?
Yeah.
Of course. It totally sounds like we've written and planned this show out.
Well, you know, do you remember that one woman?
Yeah.
She has her own show on, I don't know if she has a YouTube show or whatever. And by accident, she sent us the email that she was intending for her agent.
Right, right.
Her sister is a movie star, and she kind of piggybacks on that. And so she actually accidentally sent us the email to her agent, and she said, you got to check out these girls. Listen to a couple of their episodes. She goes, I don't know if they are writing things down or how they do it, but this is how I want my show to go.
Yeah.
I want to do it this way. And we're like, Oops, we shouldn't have seen that, first of all.
But and good luck.
And good luck trying to imitate that.
Yeah, because this is decades in the making.
Oh, yeah.
Like
birth. Oh, yeah. We've been doing this for 12
decades.
Years.
Yeah, decades.
This didn't come.
No. So thank you for listening to our show, The Life of the Girlfriends.com.
And do we have a website yet?
Lifeofthegirlfriends.com. And
has it got a donate button?
It does.
Yay. And also, too, it's got it's going to have some other more fun stuff, too.
Coming your way soon.
Coming this way soon. So can they email us? Or no, they can leave a message on our website.
Contact right there.
Good.
So just go right there.
Yeah, go in there and say hi to us.
Yay! So we want to thank you for the show. And as usual, how's the show, girlfriend?
It was great.
It was great. It was great. It was great. It was great. It was great.